This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. I'm not sure where to start. I know one thing. There's so many emails waiting for me from Las Vegas residents who want to know who to vote for in this next upcoming election, state assembly, state senate, Congress, judges, initiative picks. I announced on the air that if you email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, I will provide that list for you, and I automatically take your emails and I forward them to Andrew Paul, my trusty right-hand man, my manager, my producer, my booker, and Andrew gets the information out to all of you, the list of Wayne Root approved candidates around the state of Nevada. So I'm just going to announce it again, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I will guide you in your votes for the right conservative. I've done the interviews, or someone I know has done the interviews and gotten up close and personal with all the judge candidates, and I know who the right people are to vote for, which is always so difficult to figure out in these elections. How do you ever know? They can't even list that they're Republicans. All you know is the nonpartisan race, but there's a Republican and there's a Democrat and there is a conservative in this race, and I've identified who it is in each one of them. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'll be glad to get all that information out to you through my great friend, Andrew Paul, trusty sidekick Andrew Paul. Wayne Allen Root, the Warriors with you. The Root's on fire. Don't forget Nevada RepublicanClub.com is an evening with Wayne Allen Root this Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. All you have to do is RSVP there, and you will be there for my first in the nation book signing at the Ahern Hotel Pool and Cabanas, Nevada RepublicanClub.com. Big day today. Big day, because we found out that Joe Biden's a liar, and Joe Biden's a corrupt liar, but of course he wouldn't remember that. He's got dementia and doesn't remember it. That's going to be his excuse. That's the irony. I've said this so many times before, that Joe Biden's running for president of the United States, and Democrats are acting like, you're crazy if you think he's feeble and he can't make it. You're crazy. He's fine. He's fine. And then the minute he's in trouble, his lawyer's going to argue, he's feeble, Your Honor. He's got Parkinson's disease, Your Honor. He's got dementia, and he cannot serve out his life in a prison cell. Let him just live in the basement of his house for the last few years of his life. You know that's what's going to happen. As sure as I'm standing here. The lawyers for Biden are going to argue that he's feeble and incompetent and incapacitated. At the same time as he's running for president of the United States, and the Democrat Party's arguing he's fine. He's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. What a joke. Hunter Biden's emails with Burisma, the big news of the day. And, of course, bigger than that is the attempts by Facebook and Twitter to censor your ability to see it. It's hard to even believe, although I know it because I'm a witness. I know what they did to me. I know what they did to me. I repeat, Facebook and Twitter have censored me and shadow banned me. They make sure nobody can join me. Nobody can see me. No one can find me. No one can read my tweets and my Facebook posts. But on Parler, they all can. Let's just, for an argument's sake, let's go over to Twitter for a minute and look at my last tweet, because I think it's kind of telling. My last tweet was, Twitter leadership is a bunch of communist dictators. You've really screwed yourself this time. And 52 people read it. 53 people, excuse me. Before that, I put, hey, Twitter, would you block a video of Donald Trump Jr. smoking crack with a hooker? Then why block Hunter Biden's big TV porn moment? So they let 53 people read that. Now let's go to Parler, where I have one-fourth the audience, but it's a very active audience that is never shadow banned. They can see everything I write. So I wrote, Twitter leadership is a bunch of communist dictators. You screwed yourselves this time. 6,400 people have read it. 6,400 people have read it. And when I wrote, hey, Twitter, would you block a video of Don Trump Jr. smoking crack with a hooker, then why block Hunter Biden's big TV porn moment? 8,000 people read it. So there you have Parler, where I have an audience of, let's see, I've got 30,000 people following me at Parler. 30,000, all of them in the last few months. And at Twitter and Facebook combined, not one net new person has joined, I think, in the last 5 years. But I do have 80,000 plus people at Twitter because I got them before 5 years ago. Before they decided I was a big conservative and they were going to Twitter me, I got that many people, which is kind of interesting. But now with 80,000 people versus 30,000 at Parler, I still get far more people that read every single post that I put out at Parler and far more people that like every post that I put out at Parler. So it just goes to show you the kind of terrible, underhanded censorship going on with those two. By the way, President Trump has been in kind of consultation with Ice Cube, you know, the famous black rapper and black TV, movie star, who once appeared with me, by the way, Politically Incorrect on ABC TV with Bill Maher. It was me up against Ice Cube, and the two of us high-fived each other and actually became friendly on the air because we both shared one hatred, a hatred of the IRS and taxes. And so we kind of embraced on the air and had a good moment on ABC TV back in 1997, a long time ago. Ice Cube worked with the Trump administration on a platinum plan for black America. Ice Cube has apparently been working with the Trump administration to develop something called the Platinum Plan for Black Americans. Twitter spent Wednesday afternoon boggled over the development after Trump advisor Katrina Pearson tweeted the news out on her personal account Tuesday evening. Ice Cube, 51, seemed to try to get out in front of the news earlier in the week, posting a confessional-style video to Twitter Sunday titled, "Don't Kill the Messenger." In a downcast-looking Cube explains he has met with both Democrat and Republican leaders, saying, "Who knows what's really going to happen? I just know one of them is going to win. I don't know if it can really matter to us. We got to just push whoever's in there because ain't nobody really solved our problems," he says, referring to the black community. "People say we can't take another 4 years of this. Black people, we can't take black people," and then he says the S word, "we can't take anything. Joe Biden, the Democrats, I believe they owe us. Will they do right by us at the end of the day? Who knows?" Cube does mention $500 billion as a sum earmarked by Republicans, and indeed the Platinum Plan quotes President Trump's promise to black America over 4 years, increase access to capital in black communities by almost $500 billion. So there's the story. President Trump is willing to reach out to anybody. But, you know, the Twitters and the Facebooks, they're only out to censor conservatives. All right, there's so many articles here. I want to get to something. First of all, not only is Twitter and Facebook hit an all-time low today, not only did they actually censor and ban and block any mention of the emails and the videos on the laptop of Hunter Biden that prove that Joe Biden's a corrupt fool, and they just said, nope, you can't talk about it. But then they went a step further, and they actually deleted the email that announced the whole thing by the New York Post. You just can't believe this stuff. It's just impossible to even believe. Democrats and the mainstream media, Silicon Valley, try to suppress the Biden Burisma story. The Biden campaign lashed out at the New York Post after reported Wednesday on emails showing that Hunter Biden arranged a meeting between an advisor to the Ukrainian company he worked for and then Vice President Joe Biden, his father, despite the elder Biden's repeated denials he ever discussed business dealings with his son. Now, you can't argue. It says, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father." The Biden campaign statement is not a clear denial that the meeting ever happened, just there was no meeting according to Biden's official schedules. Hunter Biden introduced his father, then VP Joe Biden, to a top executive at Burisma a year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company. Meanwhile, those on the left discuss trying to suppress the story by not linking to it or sharing it. Daniel Goldman, a lawyer who led the impeachment inquiry for the House Democrats, urged journalists that before they go peddling the story, they look into how the emails were obtained, suggesting that Russian agents gave them to Rudy Giuliani. A former Democrat congressional staffer who now works for Facebook tweeted that Facebook was reducing the story's distribution. Andy Stone says, well, I will intentionally not link to New York Post. I want to be clear. This story is eligible to be fact-checked by Facebook's third-party fact-checking partners. In the meantime, we are reducing its distribution on our platform. Some members of the media also tweeted about not wanting to share or amplify the report. Kyle Griffin said, no one should link or share the New York Post report. You can discuss the obvious flaws and unanswerable questions in the report without amplifying what appears to be disinformation. Josh Gerstein says, I wish we still had a journalist. We still had journalists so we could all discuss the New York Post story privately without amplifying it. I mean, they're all dirty. These journalists are so dirty. It is truly unbelievable. Unbelievable. Another big news story today that proves how radical the Democrats are, a recently revealed policy charter developed by left-wing activist groups and intended for implementation by a Biden administration, calls for guaranteed housing, raising the minimum wage, public ownership stakes in all corporations receiving bailouts, universal health care, expanded unemployment insurance for illegal immigrants, defunding police, and repairing historic harms while ending systemic racism. Progressive members of Congress, including the far-left squad, have pledged to use the charter as a legislative blueprint to achieve what they've long desired to. Titled the People's Charter, the new initiative provides a radical roadmap of progressive ambitions, claiming it can heal the wounds from the pandemic, the economic depression, and a history of racism. The charter has put into writing a list of legislative demands by far-left groups that are mobilizing millions of voters on behalf of the Biden-Harris ticket in order to achieve tangible victories and shift the Democrat Party further to the left. Folks, if you don't believe that Biden-Harris owe them big time after they win the election for them, if you don't believe that this country will move so far left, will look like Cuba or Venezuela, you're kidding yourself.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment First Responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer Ricky Revel, and an amazing lineup of speakers, including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister, Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade, including the Trump Train Campaign Bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401. Or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what this show's all about. That saying comes from George Washington. And it could not be more true. If you want peace, prepare for war. Breaking story, New York Post locked out of Twitter after publishing Biden bombshell. This is the kind of censorship going on in America today. The New York Post has been locked out of Twitter over the story they published on Joe Biden's alleged corruption. This, according to business reporter Noah Manskar, who claimed it was because the story violated the policy against distribution of hacked material. Unbelievable. It was only last month that the New York Post reported Carlos Monge, who had served as Twitter's director of public policy, left Twitter for a position with the Biden transition team. Now Twitter is actively suppressing information that reflects badly on the Biden campaign. The question arose as to when the Post would be able to have its account back. Typically, when Twitter suspends an account, their terms are that the offending post be deleted or the account be reinstated. Senator Cruz sent a letter to Jack Dorsey, Twitter CEO, that asked for the following information. Who made the decision to prevent users from sharing the story? On what basis did they make that decision? When was the New York Post made aware of Twitter's decision? And what process was afforded to contest the censorship? Has Twitter prevented the New York Times, Washington Post, or other major news outlet from posting its own reporting? If so, when? If Twitter did not prevent BuzzFeed from sharing its reporting on the Steele dossier or the New York Times reporting on President Trump's tax returns, please explain a politically neutral principle for why the reporting is treated differently. Has Twitter ever restricted a story published by a major news outlet about Donald J. Trump during his 4 years as President of the United States? have Twitter or any of its employees involved in the decision to censor this reporting been in contact in any capacity with the Biden-Harris campaign or any of its representatives regarding this reporting or allegations contained therein? Signed by Ted Cruz. This comes on the heels of Twitter having censored a New York Post Biden-pressured government... I've got actually the wrong page in here. Sorry, but you get the idea. I got so much stuff being stapled. I got the wrong staple on the wrong page, on the wrong story. But you get the idea. It's outrageous, and it's wrong. We're involved in censorship here in the United States of America. And Joe Biden called a lid. You know what that means? A lid. The day's over, they say to the press. It's over. Joe Biden's going to sleep in the basement. Joe Biden calls a lid and hides in his basement after explosive revelations from Hunter Biden's recovered hard drive. Joe Biden called a lid at 9:41 a.m. Wednesday morning and shut down for the day after Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon dropped an October surprise on his campaign. He called a lid in order to avoid any questions about the new smoking gun emails released. And then later this afternoon, Mr. Biden will participate in a virtual fundraiser, the Biden campaign said. At 7 p.m., Biden, listen to this, is delivering pre-taped remarks to American Muslims at the Muslims Making Change National Honors event. I mean, this is funny. Wow. The guy's going to sleep for the day at 9:40 because he can't take it. He's hiding in the basement. But at 7 o'clock, he'll be delivering pre-taped remarks to American Muslims at the Muslims Making Change National Honors event. I'm not going to say another word because I know what every single person listening is thinking, and you know what I'm thinking. But I'm not going to say another word. Hunter Biden hard drive under investigation by Senate committee after New York Post bombshell report. So now the Senate's getting involved. The chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, Ron Johnson, told Fox News his committee's launched a probe into Hunter Biden's hard drive. Interesting. Let's face it, folks. There's not enough time between now and the election. You know, there's a video with Hunter Biden falling asleep with a crack pipe in his mouth. Just absolutely amazing. Twitter blocking the posting of the New York Post story, blocking the story, and then actually removing the account of the New York Post. When we get back, there's so much more to tell you. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas drops a new video proving once again the Democratic Party is filled with radical nut jobs out to kill us, to literally murder us. He's got it all on tape. Nothing new. Remember earlier in the year, back in April and May, he did undercover videos with all the top officials of the Bernie Sanders campaign. And they made it clear they wanted to either murder us or send us to re-education camps. Knock on our door in the middle of the night, break it down, pull us out, family screaming around you. You may never see them again. And they bring you to a re-education camp. Well, we got more proof of it coming from Project Veritas. And I've got proof for you that Trump's going to win the election. You're not going to have to worry about President Biden or President Kamala Harris. Coming up next.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The third day of the Supreme Court nomination hearing of Judge Amy Coney Barrett has wrapped up, with Barrett being asked by Iowa Senator Joni Ernst if she had any advice for young women.
Be confident, to see what you want, to have a plan when thing I've often told my own daughters is, you know, that you shouldn't let life just happen to you or sweep you along. You should identify what your objectives are and identify the kind of person that you want to be and then make deliberate decisions to make that happen.
Representative Bill Huizenga is in self-quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. The Michigan Republican tweeted that he tested positive ahead of a planned appearance with Vice President Mike Pence and went into self-isolation. Huizenga says he's waiting on the results of a second test to confirm his diagnosis. If confirmed, he would be the 16th member of the House to test positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You can speak. speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, sponsor of this segment of the show on Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, is Liberty HealthShare. Now, Liberty HealthShare is not health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing. I've used them for 5 years starting this January. It'll be my fifth year beginning in January, and I will have saved $90,000 in premiums. When I look at my bank account, there's an extra $90,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. Would you like an extra $90,000? Could you use an extra $90,000? It's quite amazing. I'm a member. My four kids are members. I put their health in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. It starts as low as $349 a month. Liberty HealthShare is programs for singles, couples, families of any size. And you can find out more at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Let them know Wayne Root is your favorite radio host, and I'm telling you, they will treat you with kid gloves like a VIP. Liberty HealthShare. You owe it to yourself to check it out. Now, about once a month or so, we go over all the big healthcare issues in America with the communications director of Liberty HealthShare, Mr. Matt Bellis, and we've got him here with us today. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
It's quite amazing. Republicans are not good at debating health care. I mean, they never seem to know what to say. When I watched the presidential debate and the VP debate, neither Trump nor Biden said what I wanted them to say, which was stop saying that if you get rid of Obamacare, the world's going to end and everybody's going to lose their health care. It's a lie. The fact is that Obamacare is the reason many people lost their health care, because the prices went so high. And the fact is Obamacare is what hiked up the prices so high that people like even Wayne Allyn Root had to get out of Aetna health insurance and join Liberty HealthShare. So, you know, my prices rose from $500 a month to over $2,000 a month. I'm not even sure what they'd be today because I left 5 years ago and joined Liberty HealthShare, but I'm guessing they'd be close to $3,000 a month. How can anybody afford that? So Obamacare's not this wonderful thing, this saint, this great, great miracle that helps America. Obamacare is a disaster for 90% of everybody it touches.
Well, you're absolutely right, because a lot of people have been a part of the ACA in its implementation and have had ACA plans, and really it has just been compounding issue after compounding issue. And the reluctance to at least face it head on is a little baffling, because you know, the thing that a lot of people are concerned about is pre-existing conditions. If we get rid of the ACA, doesn't that mean that the insurance companies or other organizations like Liberty HealthShare or other ways, doesn't that just automatically set up the stage for discrimination against people with pre-existing conditions? And the answer is unequivocally no.
No.
This is a red herring. It is an absolute red herring. All the ACA does is just add complexity to an already complex system and drives the price up. You have a number of laws locally and statewide, by each state by state, that protects people with pre-existing conditions. There are people that have organizations that have grants. There are other ways that the federal government has ruled in favor of people with pre-existing conditions. So this does nothing but conflate and confound the issue. It's not going to harm people with pre-existing conditions if we get rid of the ACA. And, you know, you would like people to stand up for individual freedom and liberty and let the marketplace reign. But as long as we have the ACA in place and as long as we have politicians who pander to folks about the ACA, those issues are going to remain.
And unless I'm mistaken, I don't think I'm mistaken, I remember clearly hearing President Trump say about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, that he issued an executive order that protects pre-existing conditions with your policy. So how is it possible that Democrats can get away with saying that if you get rid of Obamacare, then you won't be protected for pre-existing conditions, when the President of the United States issued an executive order that protects pre-existing conditions?
There are a number of executive orders that the president came out with regarding to health care and pre-existing conditions was a part of that. So absolutely, we don't want folks to suffer. And, you know, it should be lauded in this country how compassionate we are, that we want to bend over backwards and protect those who have those pre-existing conditions. But whenever we're talking about trying to streamline and make the healthcare system better, all you tend to get is people using bipartisan catchphrases to try and demonize each other. So there are executive orders, there are laws in place, there are state-specific laws to protect people. So if somebody comes up against you and you say, you know, you want to get rid of the ACA, don't let people give you the red herring that people with existing pre-existing conditions are going to suffer, because it's just not going to happen.
All right, so we're talking to Matt Bellis, Liberty HealthShare Communications Director. They are a sponsor of this show, and we do appreciate them. And I've put my four children's lives in the hands of Liberty HealthShare, and I put my life in the hands of Liberty HealthShare, and they've done good for me for 5 years coming up in January. It'll be the fifth year I'm with them. Thank you, Matt Bellis, for doing a great job. Another question. Healthcare has come up a lot during the hearings for the Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. What's truly at stake if she is confirmed?
You know, the question again was the ACA, and a lot of the senators who were grilling her about this issue had that direct question, and, you know, there wasn't a big history with Amy Coney Barrett as it pertains to the ACA. Really, the thing that you can look at in any kind of historical record was the fact that she was a clerk under Antonin Scalia. And she had written about the case that was brought up back in 2017, where she just basically said that that John Roberts, who sided with the more liberal side of the court, pushed the Affordable Care Act beyond its plausible meaning to save the statute. So it does suggest that Amy Coney Barrett is against the ACA and would probably rule in favor of removal, or at least saying that it's an unconstitutional law. But that is a question. It has come up a number of times, even talking about her health care and her children and her adoptions and all of these things. You know, they've just gone through the gamut, I think, probably a little bit beyond of what you would ask somebody in a judiciary committee hearing, whether or not they would uphold the law and constitution of the United States. But that's my personal opinion.
What's the importance of access to health care for all Americans as far as you and Liberty HealthShare are concerned, Matt?
Well, the thing that we have to understand about health care is that there's two questions that we need to ask ourselves, one of access and one of affordability. The problem with the ACA and the problem with our current laws in health care actually restricts access. It sets up complicated networks. It removes the ability for individuals to take their health care across state lines. It does everything it can to restrict an individual's access to health care on a very litigious basis. The other thing is, because of all of these rules and regulations and restrictions and networks and you know, the gamut that goes through this, everything is an increase of cost. We have seen since the ACA's implementation a general rise in health care costs, more specifically in terms of premiums and actual dollars, over 20% year on year as it pertains to health care costs.
And deductibles.
Exactly. And so we're losing that whole idea of access and affordability. And if more and more laws, more and more regulation don't fix the problem, then we're going to have to start thinking about things that are outside of those things, dropping out of the system, joining a health care sharing ministry, going all private pay. You know, those are the things that are going to solve this issue for all of us.
What do you know about Amy Coney Barrett's judicial philosophy on abortion?
Well, from what we can tell and what we're able to see is that she's very pro-life, and we as a pro-life organization would very much support that. So we're thankful for something like that. There is no case right now going through the courts that would deal with that issue, but I'm sure as she's sitting there, something along those lines would come up, and she would probably rule in favor of the pro-life measure. So we're thankful to be able to see that and hope that she gets confirmed for that fact alone.
All right, we just got a couple of minutes left. Let's just do a little sum up of the year 2020. I know we've still got about 3 months to go, but or less than 3 months to go, about 2.5 months to go. But my question for you is, what has this year meant to Liberty Healthshare? What have you seen? What is your sum up of everything that's gone on in 2020 in healthcare and even Christian healthcare sharing?
You know, we have really wanted people in the world today to have more freedom, more access, more flexibility within their health care, and we've been able to show that with Liberty HealthShare. There has been a stark contrast in how people access their health care, and we've been able to be a leader in showing that contrast. We didn't have to make special provisions for COVID-19. We already had that as a part of our health care system and what we took care of. We didn't have to make provisions for people who were looking for something out of state. You can take Liberty HealthShare with you. So the flexibility, the affordability is there for Liberty HealthShare, and the contrast, it couldn't be much more stark.
All right, Liberty HealthShare, Matt Bellis has been with us. He's the Liberty HealthShare Communications Director. We appreciate having him on. You can contact Liberty HealthShare. They are the sponsor of this show. They're a great friend of war, great friend of conservatives, great friend of the President Trump movement, per se, people who believe in freedom. Health freedom is no different than freedom of speech or freedom of anything else you can argue in this country. Business freedom. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. These people are great. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them you're a fan of the Wayne Root Show. They'll treat you like a VIP. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% and antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer NanoSilver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award winning singer Ricky Revel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train Campaign Bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks.
Raw and unfiltered.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. Andrew O'Keefe has dropped part two of our revolution. Chairman Chris Jacks reveals the depth of his radical organization's infiltration into the Colorado Republican Party. Project Veritas dropped an expose of a radical Democrat executive in Colorado and his plans for violent revolution. Look, I went to Columbia University, 1979 through 83. And I could see that nothing has changed. I tried over the years to tell all of you about my classmates at Columbia, many of whom were in the Obama administration, including Obama himself. My classmate was Barack Obama. And all I could tell you is they hated America. They hated Americans. They hated white people. And they were all white, by the way. Hated white people. They were almost all Jews, and they hated Israel. And they hated capitalism. And they said they were going to destroy capitalism. They said they were going to bring down this country. They said they were going to bring down the wealthy, white, elite business owners. And they've tried their best to do it. And if they get Biden elected, they're going to do it. They're going to destroy this country. They're going to burn it down. They're going to arrest people on trumped-up charges, and they're going to kill people. It was only months ago, in April and May, that this same kid, James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, he's not a kid, but he's a young guy, he's in his early 30s. He's been at this for a while. He was a very young kid when he started, but he goes out there and he does undercover videos. And his undercover videos catch Democrats saying amazing things. And he caught almost all the top people in the Bernie Sanders campaign admitting that they want to murder conservatives. And that if they're elected, they may go door to door and murder us. So here it is a few months later, Biden's the nominee, and O'Keefe and his organization, Project Veritas, go undercover, undercover video, and they capture the words of a Denver area Democrat staffer and chairman of the nonprofit Our Revolution, Christopher Jacks. And he's caught on video admitting 2020 is a political revolution. Not that any of this is a surprise to any of us. 2020 is a political revolution. That's how they see this. And Democrats will do anything to seize power. And he says Democrats want to change this country with violence. There's only one way to do it. Guillotines, mother trucker. He doesn't say trucker. You get the idea. Guillotines. Killing random Nazis in the street. And, of course, who does he think Nazis are? Well, Wayne Root. I'm a Jew, but he thinks I'm a Nazi because I support President Trump. And this guy had got his tentacles deep in the Colorado Democrat Party. O'Keefe reveals another quote from him. He says, this Revolution chairman, Chris Jacks, says, I'm part of the Colorado Democrats Executive Committee and dozens of other committees. We now have a comfortable majority in the Weld County Democrats Executive Committee. Our way to do it, guillotines. Guillotines. Can you imagine? Revolution members. So where's the FBI? Where's Christopher Wray? Where's the FBI when Democrats are preaching all-out revolution and murder of conservatives? Where exactly is the FBI of the United States of America? They're not there. Scary. Another scary thing that happened today is remember how Democrats in all these debates, the presidential debate, Biden, the VP, DeMay, Kamala Harris, they're all so quick to say, Trump, you get the blame for 200,000 dead Americans because of COVID. Even though everyone who died, almost everyone who died, was in a blue Democrat state with a blue Democrat governor, blue Democrat mayors. And no places in the world had a worse record than New York and New York City with Cuomo and de Blasio. But blame Trump for the deaths in New York and in New York City. Blame Trump for the deaths in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, Rhode Island, Maryland, Michigan, Illinois, California, Oregon, Washington. These are deep, 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 deep blue states run by Democrat governors, Democrat mayors, and they blame Trump for the deaths. But now they even want to blame Trump for the deaths that they personally caused. Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's reprehensible and cruel that Trump blames me for nursing home deaths. See, when the shoe's on the other foot, they can't wear it. They blame Trump for every death, but the deaths that happened under their state, their rule, it's not right if you blame them for it. They blame Trump, you can't blame them. Cuomo's state policy was to send COVID-positive patients back into nursing homes. And he says he finds when the president accuses him of having this terrible policy that killed old people, he calls that reprehensible and cruel to the families who lost loved ones. Wow. One of the things I find reprehensible is the president created the impression, which is cruel. It's cruel. It's cruel to say the families who lost people in nursing homes, this could have been prevented by a different government policy. It makes their pain worse. So you can accuse Trump of everyone's death, but you can't take it, you can't hack it when they accuse you, and you are responsible. This is America today where the media's in the bag for the Democrat Party. Just unbelievable. Governor Cuomo. They should call him Killer Cuomo. Or Governor Death. Governor Death, Andrew Cuomo. Wayne Allyn Root, The Warrior. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.